We're talking about prison reform in this hour, and here's an idea you won't hear anywhere else from philosopher Jason Brennan.
While caning is inhumane, it's superior to incarceration. So when we think about, say, Singapore, where people are punished by caning, that looks horrible to us. We think how barbaric that anyone would ever cane someone. It seems like a backwards way of doing things. And it is true that it's barbaric, and it is true that it's inhumane. But is it worse than incarceration? That's a real hard question to ask. So imagine a world in which everyone was caned. After you were caught doing something wrong, you were immediately giving a short physical punishment, and then you were set on your way. And then suppose you told that world about what we do in the United States, where even for relatively petty crimes, we lock you up in a jail for a long period of time. You get bad food. You have no freedom. You're likely to be subject to sexual abuse from your fellow prisoners while the guards look sideways. The guards themselves are likely to sexually abuse you and mistreat you. And then after that happens, when you finally get out, you've lost all these years of lives spending time rotting away in a jail cell, and you can't even get a job because you've been incarcerated in the past and people look at you as someone untrustworthy. I think in that world where everyone did caning instead, they would look at what we do and think, well, that's even more barbaric. I mean, we're just physically hurting people and you're depriving them of freedom and security for a long period of time. So right now we have a very high percent of Americans are in jail. I forget the exact number, but it's roughly a quarter of the world's prison population, despite having only 5% of the total population. And we keep people in jail for extremely long periods of time compared to other countries. So in some countries, a crime that might get you in jail for 3 years will keep you for 20 years, and a crime that will keep you for 25 years will keep you for life. So is this actually working to deter people from crime? Empirically, it doesn't look like it works. Empirically, it seems that deterrence works best if people are quickly caught and quickly punished and then set free. I mean, being punished right away is the thing that really matters when it comes to deterring crime rather than the length of the sentence.
Philosopher Jason Brennan.